This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It looks like President Bush is going to unveil a new strategy for Iraq next week. It could include temporarily boosting the number of U.S. troops there by 15,000 or more. NPR's Tom Bowman reports that there are mixed opinions on the wisdom of a troop increase.
The Americans never had the right strategy in Iraq. That's the view of retired Army General Jack Keane, and he hopes the president agrees.
We've never had the presence of forces to be able to secure the population once we cleared the enemy out. So the enemy had a tendency to come back in. And the reason for the increase in troops is not only to clear the enemy out of the neighborhoods, but to bring a force in 24/7 that stays in those neighborhoods, both U.S. and Iraqi, and protects the population. And that's a fundamental change in mission.
The main American effort for some time has been training the Iraqi security forces. The Pentagon says 325,000 Iraqi soldiers and police have been trained, but they are not ready to assume sole responsibility for Iraqi security. Now the Bush administration is considering boosting troop levels in Iraq by as many as 15,000. That's in addition to the roughly 140,000 U.S. troops there now. Keen and conservative analysts from the American Enterprise Institute say at least 30,000 more troops are needed to secure Baghdad and also tackle the rest of al-Anbar province. The bipartisan Iraq study group also says more troops might be necessary.
The fundamental question is, what could these forces achieve?
Harlan Ullman is a defense analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
And it seems to me that unless the president has come up with a really novel idea of what these forces can do differently from what we're doing now, on the face of it, I don't think it's going to be a workable option.
Ullman says if security is the goal, far more troops will be necessary than 15,000 or 30,000. 100,000 may be needed. Some Republicans, including John McCain of Arizona, favor a large increase in forces, but there is no widespread support, and many Democrats are skeptical. Senator Carl Levin of Michigan is the new chairman of the Armed Services Committee. Levin wants to begin reducing American troops within 6 months to pressure the Iraqi government.
They've got to reach a political settlement among themselves. The problem in Iraq is not one that can be solved by our military. We do have leverage, and the leverage is the presence of our troops.
That view is shared by some American military officers. They privately say any increase in troops must be firmly tied to progress by the Iraqi government. If not, the only change will be more American troops and more combat casualties. But Keane, the retired general, says politics will have to wait until Iraq is secure. Only with security can a new country be created.
Security is a precondition for political development, for economic development, for reconstruction, and also for social development. And we have never brought the level of violence down so these other avenues can be pursued to some degree of success.
For the past several years, Army Generals John Abizade and George Casey have overseen the American military effort in Iraq, but they are scheduled to leave in the coming months. Several Iraq veterans are among their possible replacements, Army Generals David Petraeus and Peter Corelli, and Marine General James Mattis. All three are considered experts on fighting an insurgency. It could be up to one of them to help chart a new American course in Iraq. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.